Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Cognitive Relapse podcast. I'm your host Shravan, and joining us today is Tarun.
Hello, this is not Shravan, by the way, but good Shravan imitation.
Shravan's also here.
good imitation.
The real Shravan's also here. Yes,
please. He nailed it.
Yeah,
we don't need Shravan anymore. Let's kill him.
Change the name of your podcast.
Cognitive Relapse.
Okay. I like it. I like it more, to be honest.
Pelvic Relapse.
Yeah.
Just changed everything about it.
Yeah.
All right. So today we're talking about, I just forgot the name of it. I was going to call it Captain America, the Winter Soldier for a second, but Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I mean,
you're not wrong.
So the finale just finished 2 days ago. We've had a bit of time to digest it. Well, I've had about a couple of hours because I only watched it today, but I think you guys watched it when it came out, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much. I watched it on Friday.
We're going to talk about the whole season. So similar to how we did WandaVision. So we're going to go through each of the episodes in the spoiler section. But before we get into that, we'll do some non-spoiler stuff in case any of you haven't seen it. Because I know the only way you can watch this is actually via Disney Plus, and, you know, some people just
don't. Or Pirate Bay.
Yes.
That site still exists?
I think it does. Well,
I'm pretty sure if you get onto the site, all it has is a picture of like the ship, and then yeah. I don't think there's anything on it from memory.
I think there's a search bar underneath.
Oh.
I know there's a search bar underneath. Pirate Bay's my sponsor every week.
Yeah, we tend to talk.
You start losing money every week.
We tend to talk about them a lot. We don't advocate them at all. What I was trying to say is people may not have watched it yet. So we'll do non-spoilers first, and then we'll get into spoilers after that. So before we do that, I actually got a bit about Falcon and the Winter Soldier themselves in terms of the comics. When do you think Falcon, the character, first appeared in comics?
1973, June.
That was very exact. For the wrong answer. That was very exact.
Wrong answer, but you're closer than I expected. What do you think?
I think it's earlier than that.
Slightly earlier.
Yeah. 60s.
Yeah. Yeah. So late 60s, actually.
Well,
September.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Say the year.
The year of love, 1969. that's a okay. Legit thing.
Sounds like you show your love in interesting ways.
That's the legit thing is.
Magic number.
1969 is called the year of love. Is it 1969?
Yes, yeah. It is the year of love, as you say, 1969, September 1969, in a Captain America comic, issue 117. And then he eventually appeared as Captain America in 2014, actually. So much more recent when he transitioned to being Captain America. So he was created by Stan Lee and Gene Colan. In terms of his powers, he actually doesn't really have powers. So in his abilities in the comics are he's an expert bird trainer.
What a weird.
Well, in the comics, Red Wing's an actual bird.
Yep, yeah.
Red, do you know Red Wing?
Red Wing is an actual, it's an actual falcon. Falcon. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's empathetic, and he has an empathetic and telepathic link with all birds.
It'd be pretty funny if the had a bird that was just shooting down stuff, and shooting down people.
A bird just with a gun. The bird just carrying a gun.
You know how there's this you know, the Spider-Man game has this. There's this dude who's like training, has pigeons.
Oh, changing the pigeons. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that him?
Sam Wilson.
It's his future.
He just goes to shit. He retires and has a terrible life.
So apart from his bird skills, he's got skilled hand-to-hand combat, martial artist, acrobat, and he can fly via his wing harness. And then he's proficient tactician and strategist. So those are his other skills. But he doesn't have... Well, if you count the bird stuff as superpowers, maybe he has that. But in this, he doesn't obviously have the bird stuff either.
I think the bird stuff is superpowers.
Yeah. I wish I could talk to birds. Yeah.
So I can flip them off. I hate birds.
We're talking about girls.
Oh.
You didn't understand the joke.
That went over my head. Unbelievable. I thought you actually wanted to talk to birds.
Well, I can.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about girls now?
No, definitely
not.
I'm
very confused.
I'm scared of women.
Okay. And the other side of the coin in this series is Winter Soldier. So when was he first in the comics?
Winter Soldier or Bucky Barnes?
So Bucky first, and we'll talk about Winter Soldier.
1955.
Actually, earlier than that.
Damn.
He would have been in the first Captain America comic.
Which was when? 1948?
1941. Yeah. March 1941, Captain America, issue 1.
So, in the original Captain America.
World War. Oh, no, it was World War 1 originally.
Must have been.
And then they updated it to World War 2.
Yeah, afterwards. I was about to say, because, you can't have, like, Nazis or anything like that between the war.
It was still Germans.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But, you know, like, in the it's quite a big difference, though. You know, in the First World War, the Germans weren't considered evil.
But it was World War 1 initially, I think so.
I think so.
And so I'm presuming this whole that Hydra storyline wasn't the same as what we got in the movie.
Red Skull was still the villain.
He wasn't a Nazi. He was just a German.
He wasn't a Nazi. No, okay, because obviously.
Yeah.
There were soon to be.
Would have existed.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the Nazis would have been there. Yeah, they wouldn't have realized how bad they would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. All
right. Because they had comics where Captain America was punching Hitler and stuff, right? So that must have been.
That's later on.
All right. And then as Winter Soldier, when do you think he turned up?
Later. That.
Wait, what? Oh, Bucky was...
So, that was just Bucky.
Yeah.
But then when
41?
41. But when he actually became Winter Soldier, when was that?
1960s.
45.
It's actually way later than you might expect. So, 2005.
80. Oh, shit.
Yeah, January 2005. When when they reboot Captain America. So, there was a first issue of the rebooted Captain America in 2005. That's when he turned up. And then he eventually becomes... He also eventually becomes Captain America in the comics, and that was even later than that. So January of 2008.
It's quite a good storyline / twist to have your old friend kind of rock up as like this semi-villain.
As the villain. It's like an Ataru, a reference that no one gets.
No, I understand it.
You get it, yeah.
His friend. Oh, okay.
His friend rocks up as the villain.
But
at the
you
end.
Know that guy's dodgy from the in
well,
Ataru.
Yeah. Well, it's not as much. Yeah, but they're all kind of evil at the start anyway. Right?
Yeah.
So you're like, I mean, really, Mahesh Babu's the one that betrayed him.
What a twist!
So yeah, it is much more recent. So the actual creator of Winter Soldier. Because he's currently still writing comics now. So I think he was saying that he wasn't credited for anything. Like there was a movie, obviously, Captain America and the Winter Soldier, which he didn't get anything for. And then this series as well.
Did he actually write that story?
Yeah. Well, he's the creator. In terms of the teams that he's been in, Winter Soldier's across a lot of teams. So obviously he's in the Avengers, but he's... You know, when he's bad, he's in other teams as well. So he's in the
Thunderbolts.
He's in the Thunderbolts.
He's in Hydra. So Thunderbolts is Marvel Suicide Squad.
Who's in it?
Essentially. Who's in
Winter Soldier.
Is that it? Winter Soldier.
The Red Hulk.
Abomination.
Abomination.
Yeah.
Abomination Daniel is Bruhl's the character. Hulk's-
yeah, the Hulk.
Daniel Bruhl's character.
Baron Zemo,
yeah. Various other villains. Justin Hammer.
Nebula?
Like they're earth-based villains. Right. Okay. Yeah,
interesting.
And his abilities.
Doctor Who? Doctor
Doom.
Doom. That's
Doctor
it.
Who?
Doctor Who? Doctor Who could be on it.
Okay, and Bucky's abilities. So obviously he's got the cybernetic left arm. In the comics, I think he gets some other. He doesn't have the super soldier, I think. He's got some other thing happening via an infinity formula. So enhanced vitality, enhanced strength, speed, agility, reflexes, stamina.
Is that like Taken using the infinity stones? Or
I'm not too sure. Infinity formula. It might be. Or
is that just the superhero serum, just another name for it?
Might be. Because the
Acai.
Acai.
The Infinity Saga was actually before he was introduced, obviously, in the comics. All right, that's what I had in terms of their origins. Now let's talk about this show. So we can go around the table. What were your high-level thoughts, non-spoilers, about the show? We can start with Karidi.
No, I'm the host.
Okay. You want to be impartial and have no thoughts today. So he's basically sitting here for no reason.
Yeah, I attended. Why'd you even come? I was lonely today.
Couldn't talk to any birds, so you came here to talk to us.
Exactly. Generally about the show, I guess the context of it, the only other show to have come out since Endgame was WandaVision, so kind of giving that some context, I thought it was quite good. I feel like the show dealt fairly well in most circumstances with the intricacies of the post- second snap kind of, you know, or what do you call it? Like when everyone comes back, I don't know.
Is it the blip?
I guess the whole period is the blip.
Yeah. The blip's a 5-year period. I don't know what it's called when they come back. Yeah.
References important concepts like what happens after the blip, but I think it deals fairly well with Falcon or Sam's identity crisis and whatever he needs to deal with after the whole saga. And it also deals decently well with Bucky and the problems that he's finally trying to get on top of. And I thought the exploration of those ideas were the highlights. And it had good action. I was actually very impressed with the action. When they had the action scenes,
it was good. They did it well.
And the way they did the action scenes, I think, you know, like Bucky, who's clearly stronger, that he had more like intense combat scenes compared to kind of Falcon, who had to do a bit more kind of, you know, avoidance and try and be a bit sneakier and smarter in the way he did things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm presuming it had decent budget because I had a lot of cool scenes and graphics.
I don't know if they released the exact budget, but I think it's expensive.
Yeah, I think the whole show cost about $150 million, and the shows in each episode, I think they had up to about $25 million per episode. So it's pretty big budget. It's similar to WandaVision, I think, in terms of the scale. Yeah.
Did you hear about the budget for the Lord of the Rings TV series? This is a sidetrack. Apparently, it's $250 million or something.
Shit.
Yeah.
For one season.
So, yeah.
Also, sidetrack. So, is that actually going to be the story of Lord of the Rings, or is it going to be Silmarillion stories?
Prequel.
Silmarillion stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Good. Yeah. Because I still feel like the trilogy ages fairly well.
Yeah, it still looks really good.
I'm not sure. No one knows that much about it, actually. But it's being filmed in New Zealand, same spots.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to buy, like, a different... you know, Frodo or a different Aragorn.
Yeah.
Like,
probably not. Yeah.
Would they buy it for $250 million?
You handed it to the people? Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Actually, no. Look, if you scattered it, people wouldn't
probably
get
much. Probably not. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was sidetrack. Yep. Continue.
Well, yeah, I think.
Solid budget.
Yeah. Solid budget. I think most things were dealt with quite well. I was actually surprised at how many episodes did we get?
Six.
I felt like. I reckon this show could have been like 10. I felt like as we're getting towards the end, some things are a bit more rushed and I thought they could have explored a few more concepts, especially because they dealt with and they really approached some real hard-hitting stuff, right? That is like some people could call it softer, but it's like really important stuff when it comes to – you probably need to deal with this. When you've had like so many movies and character development, now you're having a series about two certain characters. They dealt with some intricate issues that – Sam and Bucky have and need to deal with, right? When they're approaching those serious topics, I felt like at points they kind of like touched and just kept going and didn't really explore it. And then obviously I felt like some of the main villains that they dealt with also they kind of really didn't properly.
That's touched and go. Touched and go.
That's why women don't speak to me. But yeah, I felt like there could have been a little bit more, but I was far happier with how they did things in this than I was with WandaVision. I felt like there were some gaping holes in WandaVision that was a bit more annoying to me than this TV show.
We can talk about overall, I mean, which one we... I thought they were... In the end, I thought they were pretty equivalent. There was stages where this was better, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think overall, at the end of the season, I think they're about the same.
Interesting. Yeah. Let's debate later.
Positives-wise, I think what I said for WandaVision applies here as well. Like, production values are very, very good, especially for a TV show. And the way they explored Falcon and Bucky, like you said, that was really good. When Captain America, so Steve Rogers, when he gives the shield to Falcon at the end of Endgame, I was like, I mean, yeah, okay, it's fine. But we didn't really see that much of them together. Like, it was Winter Soldier, they're together. And then Civil War, they're in the same team. But then there's this whole part which we didn't see them do stuff, which was between Civil War and Infinity War. So I didn't feel like it was like that earned. I didn't feel like Sam was definitely the next Captain America. I didn't get that feeling. But this show sort of explores that. And by the end of it, you kind of feel like, yeah, he's probably the right person. I thought that was really good and that was explored well. And obviously all the stuff with Bucky and his past, and that's not something that's going to escape very quickly. And they explore that well too. Negatives-wise, I think it's similar to what you said. I think they do address some issues, but then when they get towards the end of the season, they sort of skim over stuff. And there's a couple of new characters that are introduced in this, one being John Walker, who's the government-assigned Captain America, and he was really interesting. His story was really interesting, but then, again, I think they kind of skipped over a little bit towards the end. So we can discuss that more in spoilers.
Like, I feel like they ended arcs very quickly. That's why I was so surprised that this is the finale. I thought there would be more episodes, and I was very happy with how it was going and the trajectory, and then finished. And yeah. I was like, oh, okay. What do you think, baby?
I guess you guys have kind of talked through most of it already. It's pretty similar thoughts. I thought I enjoyed it at parts, but also found it was a bit draggy at parts as well. For the most part, it's very good and I enjoyed it, but there's certain villains and...
The boat scenes? Or no?
The boat scenes?
You know, like the renovation of the boat and all that stuff.
Look, I didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
Which ones did you think were draggy?
I didn't think the flag smashes were that compelling, and I found most of the scenes with them a bit draggy, but I found all the stuff with John Walker really interesting, and I wish we spent more time with him and less time with the flag smashers, which I think would have been better for the series.
You know, the John Walker guy is the dude in 22 Jump Street.
He's also
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell's son, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ego, yeah. The Living Planet. Yeah.
He
doesn't really look like him.
No, I reckon he does.
Tiny.
I reckon he does. Do you reckon he looks more like Goldie Hawn?
Because is Goldie Hawn again?
Golden Girls? Is she a Golden Girl? No, she's not. She's,
just because her name's Goldie.
Goldie Hawn. She's
Christmas Chronicles 2. Watch that and you'll see Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn's more like a...
regret asking.
She's like a rom-com kind of... She's old now, but she used to do rom-coms, I think.
Is he their son or is he...
He's their son.
Okay.
Yeah. Drew Barrymore is their steps.
Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson. Yeah. I keep getting them mixed up. Yeah. Kate Hudson is...
His stepsister.
Stepsister.
She's Goldie Hawn's daughter.
She's Goldie Hawn's daughter, but Kurt Russell isn't her dad.
All right. Wow, I'm looking up Goldie Hawn and there's not a single movie that I've actually seen. God, what the hell? Like, legit, I haven't seen any of these movies.
She was popular, though. Like, she's a...
80s?
Yeah, maybe 80s.
70s as well.
You're too young, baby.
I know, man.
I think she's more our parents' sort of...
era.
Yeah, era.
Yeah, she old as fuck.
So that's about it, hey.
As in, it's a bit hard to talk without spoiling shit.
Yeah, so we're
gonna, I feel like, yeah.
We're going to spoil this. In terms of development, obviously, there's all these other Disney Plus shows coming up, but this was actually meant to be the first one that was meant to come out. It was meant to come out before WandaVision because of...
What happened?
I think it got delayed because of COVID.
COVID and
they
stuff.
They didn't have shoot. Yeah. They couldn't shoot it. Yeah.
So it got delayed. Whereas I think WandaVision, they pretty much did the shooting.
They canned it previously.
Yeah.
There's a lot more outdoor shooting in this as well, which is harder than WandaVision, mostly indoor.
Yeah. Like I said, each episode was cost up to $25 million. Kevin Feige said that there could be another one.
But they've backtracked on that, actually.
Yeah. So there could be another season, but-
We'll talk about that at the end. It's not going to be another season of this. It's going to be.
Are we going to say it now?
Well, yeah. there's going to be a movie with Captain America.
So Captain America 4
with the Falcon.
Yeah. So it was announced the day the finale came out. So
it's not called the Falcon anymore. Huh?
It's called Captain America 4.
Yeah. Well, they haven't come up with the title yet. But yes, that's in the pipeline. We don't know when it's going to come out, but that's in the pipeline.
With the showrunner from this show attached to it. Yes. I don't know if he's directing, but he's attached.
This is directed by Kari Skoglund. I looked up what she's done in the past. So she's done a lot of TV shows. So she's done, what's that, Handmaid's Tale? I think she's done some episodes of that. And Punisher, the Netflix Punisher, she's done some episodes
of that. So she directed all the episodes?
Every episode, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Okay. Punisher is a bit, I mean, I haven't seen it, but I heard
it's Punisher's meant to be good.
Like, actually good, though?
Like Daredevil season 1, good.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
I haven't seen it, though, so don't at me if it's bad.
I'll definitely at you.
All right. If we don't have anything else, we can give our ratings and we'll jump into spoilers because that's where most of the discussion is going to be. All right.
How do you guys do ratings? How do you do ratings?
Relapse or rehab?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because of the name change by you.
The rebrand. Okay.
Yeah, the rebrand.
Yeah. Wait, which one's a good one?
I guess rehab's a good one.
Yeah, I'll give it a good, nice rehabilitation.
Yep. So I'll also give it a cognitive recalibration or rehabilitation. What are we calling it now?
How dare you? We've changed the name. Yeah. We're not even referencing
it. It's all right. It'll be dead in the next episode.
All right. And.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Yeah. I recommend you watch it. Obviously, if you hadn't watched any of the. We always talk about this. If we hadn't watched any of the Marvel movies. Or anything.
It'd be utter rubbish.
Would you be invested in this?
You wouldn't be invested.
Well, you wouldn't understand what's going on, pretty much.
Do you think it's the same as WandaVision? What do you think?
Would
you rate it the same?
Overall, yeah, I would rate it the same.
I reckon it's better. Yeah. So if you enjoyed WandaVision, you should watch this.
It takes on deeper themes than WandaVision.
Yeah, though. I think it's deeper society.
Yeah.
Societal.
But saying that, it doesn't go too deep into that stuff either. It's very surface level stuff, but
I think WandaVision's much more personal. Like, it's much more around Wanda and her thing, and it's presented differently. But this is,
I enjoyed both. Yeah. I don't know if I could say one's better than the other.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't watch either of them again, though, to be honest.
Yeah,
neither.
I think WandaVision, like, after each episode, there was always this element of mystery. There was a lot more conversation with WandaVision. I feel like there was less with this one. There was less mystery in this one.
How many TV shows do you, like, watch again? There's only a few. Where, like, Game of Thrones, I would watch multiple episodes multiple times. And not even, like, I would watch the newly released episode and then watch it again.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's really been another
show. For me, it's mostly, like, comedy sitcom stuff because it's easy to digest. Exactly. Yeah.
Just have it in the background.
Yeah. But in terms of, like, this type of serious show, there's not many I'd watch again.
The only show I've watched twice is Sherlock.
And you regretted that.
Really?
The first three seasons are good.
Yeah. I'm at the junction of the third and the fourth season. Yeah.
I think that's where it turns to shit. Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Even the third one, like compared to the first
third one, you could see the dip in quality. And
the
first two seasons are absolutely excellent.
Really good.
Once they get rid of Moriarty, it's like, kind of
the Irene Adler episode, I think, is my favorite episode.
I like the Hounds of Baskerville episode. That's a good one.
I actually like studying Pink, which is the first one.
Yeah, the cab driver. That's a good one.
Yeah,
I actually watched it as the pilot and didn't watch it as
because they changed stuff.
They
up,
changed.
Right?
They changed. They changed what he looked like and everything.
We love talking about other stuff in this.
All right, we'll get into spoilers. So if you haven't watched Falcon and the Winter Soldier and you care about spoilers, watch it and come back to this point. But if you don't care about spoilers, then keep listening. We go through episode by episode. There's only six episodes in this, so we should breeze through it. But
and to be honest, there's like slightly memorable stuff in each episode, but there's not a lot to talk about in each one.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Yeah.
I can't remember what happens in each one, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one is called New World Order. It's basically just there's a big action sequence at the beginning, but then after that, it's very slow.
Yeah. That action sequence is really good, actually.
Is it in Grand Canyon or something?
Nah, yeah, what's he doing? It's in Europe, I think.
You see some of his skills, I guess, in that. And it is in Europe, I remember now.
In Europe because they're crossing the border.
Yeah.
And, like, he has to get it before they cross a certain border.
Yeah, and it's got Batroc the Leaper.
Why is he doing what he's doing? What's he actually doing?
He's Falcon. A mercenary. Falcon.
What's Sam doing? Yeah.
He's trying to save that bloke that they're going to take across the border and kill.
Who? Just some group?
Batroc the Leaper. He's a mercenary.
Yep.
And he's taking that guy across the border.
Why?
He's like USA intelligence or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah.
They kind of just breeze over that. Yeah. And I think Sam is working for the
government.
Yeah, the Air Force or something. Yeah. And he's got a friend, Torres, who's actually a character in the comics as well. He's the new Falcon, I think. And then they skip. So Bucky and Sam actually don't meet in this episode. So that's another thing. They do meet, I mean, they're together throughout the series, but there's not that much interaction between them.
Mm.
I thought there would be more than what there was. Bucky's like going through his therapy sessions and stuff, right? What I did notice in this episode was there was these really uncomfortably close angles of close-up shots of Bucky and the therapist. Like, it was like right on their eyes. Yeah, apart from that, there's not really that much. At the end of this episode, well, at the start of this episode, actually, Sam gives away his shield. And then by the end of the episode, you find out that the government has given it to the new Captain America, which is John Walker.
Keep on walking.
Yes, Johnny Walker.
Johnny. So that was episode one.
Not very sure.
Yeah, there's not much to talk about. In terms of trivia, like a couple of things I noticed.
When Bucky's doing his therapy.
Therapy stuff, yeah. And then in Winter Soldier, you see when Sam talks with Steve, it's when they first meet. Steve asks him, like, how does it feel sleeping on a bed? And he's like, you know, he's not used to it because he's, you know, he's sleeping on the ground. And then you see Bucky in this and he's sleeping on the ground in his apartment. Apart from that, there's not too much. So, White Russell, apparently he auditioned for Captain America, like, back in 2011. And he didn't get it. But he auditioned for Steve Rogers' Captain America back then.
So, they must have liked him in some way. Also, do you see... you see that scene, the flashback of Bucky. Is that in episode one?
Mm.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, where he kills the Japanese guys. He
just kills some dude.
Yeah, son.
He kills all these guys and then he kills some innocent dude.
Yeah,
who witnessed the event,
All right, episode two, Star Spangled Man. This episode basically centers around John Walker and his background. And they interview him at the start of the episode, Good Morning America or something. And they talk about his background. And then when they first introduce him, you're like, doesn't seem like a bad guy. Like, it seems all right. But then as this episode goes on, you find out a little bit more about his personality.
There's a show, this montage, where you actually discover that the shield, like, this is the first time when they actually show that it's not Captain America's ability with the shield that allows it to come back. The shield fucked.
It's a learned ability.
It's a bloody boomerang. Yeah.
Does it obey the laws of physics?
Yeah, because I was like, well, there's no way that this guy is able to use the shield. And then they just cut to him just bouncing around trees or something. Yeah. Or like all
He's
this.
Actually
like,
a beast the with the shield. Yeah.
And then this is also the first appearance of Isaiah Bradley in this episode. So I think because Bucky and Sam, they go on some mission, don't they, at the start of this episode?
They try to find the Flag Smashers.
The Flag Smashers,
And then they realize that they have super soldier serum.
Yes.
And then they're like, oh, how did they do that? And then Bucky's like, I know this guy that has it as well. Yeah. Maybe they got it off him and they go see him.
This is when I started to get a little bit annoyed at how the super soldier serum seems to be the kind of crux of so many of these storylines. Where I'm just like, surely you could have – why did it have to be a super soldier serum? It's like we've already dealt with it when Captain America had it. We already dealt with it when Winter Soldier had it. And now they're always just
talking
about
it. I think it was necessary.
Well, they could have just talked about a different thing. They could have made people powerful in a different way.
I think the reason that it has to be in it is because Captain America had the super soldier serum. So it's like, the following Captain America should have the super soldier serum as well. Yeah. But it's like the diverging pathway of, no, he's Captain America because of the way he thinks.
Yeah, but he could have still made the point by saying, I'm not enhanced in any way. Yeah. Right? It didn't have to be. I just feel like it's always a super soldier serum always rocks up. Yeah. It's always rocking up. And it's like, I'm a bit over it now.
I think it was necessary for the story because it shows the parallel between Bucky, John Walker, and Falcon. How, like, they're more physically similar to Captain America, but he idealistically is better as a Captain America, basically.
I've just got one little thing about Isaiah Bradley, because there's a parallel with, I guess, real life. Isaiah Bradley's recounting of how he had blood samples forcibly drawn from him while in prison has historical parallel with the story of Henrietta Lacks. I don't know if have you heard of this?
No.
An African-American cancer patient who had a cellular tissue extracted from her for medical research without her consent or compensation in 1951. And the cellular material is still maintained and used for medical research to this day without Lacks' family knowledge for decades, and still no compensation to this day.
I'm sure she's not the only one that was, you know, before the civil rights movement.
Yeah. Even after the civil rights movement, man.
Yeah, I know, but particularly before it, where it was just like...
Yeah, whatever, basically.
They, you know, it was like legislated that they didn't have the same rights.
Yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
So it touches on some stuff in this episode. And then the third episode is Power Broker.
It's when they break out Daniel Brühl.
That's right. So this is when, at the end of the previous one...
At the end of the previous one, they're like...
They're going
to... There's only one person that knows where to track it or how to track it or something. Isn't that the conversation?
Well, he has hydra secrets. Yeah. So they decide to break out Zemo. And then this episode's, they go to Madripoor, which is a fictional city in the Marvel universe where it's...
Madras and Singapore together.
Well, it's kind of like that. It's a Southeast Asian city.
It had the colorscape of the town and everything was...
John Wick vibes.
It was like reminiscent. It was like, kind of this.
It's because the writers.
Retro, and it's dark, and it's got these xenon lights kind of beaming. But it's also like reminiscent a bit of like some of Star Wars is a bit like that as well. What's this game? Cyberpunk is like that. It's that whole feel.
John Wick vibes. The writer's actually the same writer as John Wick for this episode.
So Madripoor, what I was going to say about Madripoor is in the comics, it's like a city where most of the mutants live as well. There's a lot of mutants that live there.
Where is it? Do you know where it is? Like, where is it? Southeast Asia, but we don't know where it is.
I think it's near Indonesia or something. Like, it's okay. But yeah, it's where mutants come from. It's where the new mutants come from, actually, in the comics. In this episode, we meet Sharon Carter as well in Madripoor. So you find out that she's living there now. I think there's a couple of action scenes in this. I think they're just in Madripoor, there's a couple of action scenes.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
Yeah.
There's the one where they find the guy who has the serum, and then the other mercenaries are coming to kill them.
Oh, the doctor, right? Is that?
Yeah, the doctor.
That's in this episode. Yeah. And then at the end of this episode, they end up going to Latvia. Because they get some leads that they need to go there, right? That's where the fire extinguishers are, I think. So they go there, and then one of the Dora Milaje is also there. Ayo is there. You know, at the end of the episode, how
the Black Panther.
Yeah, the Dora Milaje.
The guard.
Because they found out that Zemo has been released, and they're after him. Yeah, there wasn't that much in this. I guess there's a bit of mystery around who's the power broker, but that's about it. They end up meeting these people in this.
And I think everyone knew.
Yeah, I think
it was like why you brought back.
It was kind of a disappointing reveal, in my opinion.
I wanted it to be someone else. Yeah.
But also, I have a theory on it. Well, not a theory. I read a theory, which we could go through at the end.
And they end up meeting these people. You know where they go into this nightclub or whatever, and they end up meeting these people, and then Sam gets a call from his sister. And those people just immediately die. Like, that's the only time you see them. So, you don't even... Who were those people?
Were they the people that were protecting the power broker? Like, they were involved in kind of dealing with the power broker, right?
Yeah.
The
intermediary people. Intermediaries, yeah.
But then doesn't...
That's how you get to the power broker.
Yeah, but doesn't the... I'm assuming the power broker, who we find out is Sharon Carter, who kills them? Who is... Because they get shot, right?
Yeah.
As soon as Sam gets off that call. So who did that?
Sharon Carter, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. The power broker.
Okay.
Yeah. Or.
Yeah, it would have to be because.
Because they'll reveal who she is.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were going to pay. They were going to pay them off to reveal who she is.
I see. Yeah. And she didn't want that.
And then because they get killed, then everyone thinks they killed them. So then everyone goes to try and kill them.
Yes.
Said them a lot in that.
They and them.
Yeah.
Hopefully you can figure out who they and them
are. Try and figure that out, boys.
And one little Easter egg in this is when Sam says to Bucky, "Are you going to move your seat up?" Because I think classic. Bucky says that to Sam in Civil War. Well, it's reversed in this, except they're sitting in like a old Beetle or something in Civil War.
And they're in this like slick ass car in this one. Yeah.
Okay, episode 4, the whole world is watching. So this episode is when things start to go down a bit. What happens in this? They end up confronting Carly. We haven't really talked about it.
Well, this is when the Falcon comes in. Oh, yeah. Throughout this, they introduce these flag smashes.
Yeah. Well, it shows how, like...
Yeah. Oh, the issue is that they never explained what was happening to people who moved in at the start of the blip and then were essentially treated like trash once everyone got blipped back. They needed to really talk about that, because if they didn't, they should have emphasized that more and shown what was happening. Because all you have is the flag smashers who are a bit angry and this terrorist chick that is like, yeah, whatever is necessary, and you're not buying her cause at all.
Should we talk about the rumored plot that has been removed from this?
Yes, yeah. We can. One thing I want to mention.
Why, she's going to release COVID?
It's actually not that dissimilar to that.
Was it viral? Or some sort of bioterrorism?
You say your thing and then we'll talk about it. Yeah.
So this was meant to, in terms of timelines, this is, WandaVision was 3 weeks after Endgame. So that's the closest to Endgame. This is 3 months after Endgame, I think, or something like that. Mm. And then the only other movie which is after Endgame is Far From Home, which is about 6 months after Endgame. So that's actually further in the future than this one.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, you could talk about
it. So the rumored plotline, it's not dissimilar to what you just said, but she wasn't going to release it. What actually is rumored is that there was a pandemic that happened when everyone got blipped away. There was a virus that kind of took over the earth, and then they made vaccines for everyone that was there, but then everyone got blipped back, and then there was a vaccine shortage, and they prioritized like the rich.
All the people that came back.
And like the higher society people in that, rather than prioritizing everyone else that was there during the blip. And the flag smashers are basically stealing vaccines, is what they are transporting to try and give them back to the people that weren't blipped. And that is basically what they're...
That's better. I'd buy that more, because that's not even like... That's like, oh, we want equal spread of a vaccine or like a cure. It shouldn't...
And what adds fuel to that rumor is, you know, I think it's the second episode where they're on the trucks. There's an action sequence in the trucks, and then Bucky goes into one of the carriages and he's like, oh, there's vaccines in here. He actually says there's vaccines, and then he sees Carly in there.
And then the other thing that adds fuel to it is Mama Dora. What's her name?
Danya.
Mama Danya. She dies from tuberculosis in this, but on screen no one ever says tuberculosis. It's always in ADR. So the rumor is that she actually died from the pandemic virus. And the rumor is Marvel removed it because it's too close to home
too
at the
sensitive.
Moment. Yeah.
You know what? It would have been even better, I reckon. If they did it well, it would have been even better.
But do you think people would have thought they added it in afterwards, the pandemic storyline? Because
the reality is they had it in before, because the script for this was done before.
But I feel like people will be far more tied into, because people understand what's involved now, you know, rolling out vaccines and stuff. And if it was about that and they did it well, in that they actually explained what happened and all these people were promised vaccine, they could have done both, to be honest. Not only were people kicked out of their homes, but then they weren't protected, and they'll put in housing that just like, you know, spread a virus and weren't given vaccines all of a sudden.
It would have definitely been stronger. Mm. Yeah.
Like, also, because, this is yeah, a that's really the weakest complex, part of the show, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that's a really complex issue, is that you have these people who have legally now moved in and were contributing to the country for 5 years during the hardest time that the country was going through, right? This obviously is not just America, maybe all over the world. And then when the blip happens, all these people come back. It's like, how do you negotiate that? How do you get around it? What is the government going to do? And, you know, even towards the end, when Sam's speech is cool and everything, but it was like there was no exploration of that issue. There was like, yes, it's difficult. What can we do anything about it? There's no discussion about that. It's like, yes, oh, it's
he
difficult.
Just,
and well, he also kind of goes a bit soft.
Level.
Yeah. He goes very soft on people who are pretty much on par with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, right? That's exactly what they're doing. They're like, we don't give a shit anymore. you know, it's, I think it's a very soft approach he took, but whatever. I think there was a point to it, which was, I think there's a political point in that as well, which is there were clearly Black Lives Matter protests that happened right during the pandemic, and it involved torching a whole lot of and burning. A lot of people got injured. People died during that shit. Mm. A lot of innocent people.
Yeah.
And
I think what he kind of says is like, yeah, what they did was bad, but why did they do it? You guys forced them into.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Doing it. So if you guys did better, then they will do better as well.
Yeah,
is kind of what like, he's getting at. Yeah.
It's like, yes, that's true. I don't think enough emphasis is being placed on the onus of those people to act correctly either.
Yeah.
But yeah, once again, it's a complex issue, and just saying that it just shouldn't be more. You know, there should have been more to buy into what was happening. I reckon that's why I reckon a few more episodes. If they had a whole episode maybe or half an episode that was dedicated to just life before the blip, and just had some scenes of people, communities, maybe even this chick that's supposed to be the leader of the flag smashers and what was going on, then you could buy you could definitely buy what her intentions were.
Well, she's meant to be some sort of sympathetic character, right? Like, you're meant to feel for her death in that, but
not at all.
Just like,
yeah.
Fuck that.
I didn't really feel that much.
There's so many chances where she's like, oh no, like we're just killing innocents now. Whatever it takes. She said that so many times when her colleagues were like, oh, are we terrorists now? She's like, yeah, we are.
She's
just well, there's a part like, where she like blows up that whole building, right? And he's like, well, there's innocent people in there. And she's just like, oh, you got to do.
Yeah, you got to do what you got
to
do.
I thought she was going to have a redeeming act at the end to kind of sympathize with her more, but she actually doesn't. She's bad till the end.
Well, there's one part where she's sort of going to turn when Sam is talking with her, but then John Walker comes and ruins it. But I think that she was probably going to turn then if it weren't for the guys walking.
I thought she was definitely had to die because she'd killed too many people up to that point. And if she didn't die, then there's no way. She'll just be a bad character. So she had to die, and she wasn't compelling enough a villain to kind of keep on.
But also,
I thought she would be.
I found it pretty funny that when John Walker comes up to her. She's like, I didn't kill your friend or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't use that excuse when you just killed all these people who have no response, but they've got nothing to do with what your agenda is. Like, that's actually a stupid dialogue to even have. Like, I wouldn't think a character like that would think about it that way.
Well, she's like, I didn't mean to kill your friend.
No one gives a fuck. Not after you kill all these people.
But she's the weakest No.
That whole flag smash.
It's not the weakest part of the story. Yeah.
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 Could it be better with that pandemic storyline though, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, you can buy all of this stuff. It's just how you do it, you know. What episode was that? Four?
So, yeah, we're talking about four. I think this was probably one of the best episodes. This ends with John Walker
getting angry and losing his shit.
Yeah, committing murder, essentially.
I wasn't really convinced that that guy dies.
Oh, no, he decapitates him. Decapitation.
No, the other... No, his mate, the black guy.
Oh, no, they punched him really hard and he
punched
hits
him really hard and he hits it. But, like, people don't just die like that.
Well, he's just a human, man.
You hit a wall. I didn't see his brain being squashed in. Like, you know, like, people...
What if they punctured both his lungs when they put... They hit his...
He's not even breathing afterwards. Right? You should be breathing and then you slowly lose-
What if they hit him so hard that his heart went to cardiac arrest?
Yeah. So, well, like, how?
Like, they hit him so hard.
You're going to cardiac arrest when you lose blood pressure.
They hit him so hard that his heart stopped working.
Mate, this is some Bakil Saab-esque
story. I don't know, man. I didn't write the story.
I was like, at least.
Yeah,
I wasn't
convinced he died either.
I was if you're going to show him against, just show him slowly deteriorating and dying, and then
he kind of just dies straight away. Yeah.
Yeah. And then he comes, not only that, he dies straight away, which is weird. And then this guy comes to the conclusion, my mate's dead. Like that.
Yeah. Like, straight away.
Doesn't even check up on
kill
him.
This bloke.
Yeah. He doesn't even go to this. It's, I'm just like, all right, man.
Nah, good point.
And at some point.
But it is a good, like, turn where he.
Yeah.
And what's. I think it's in this episode or maybe the episode before where they're having Johnny Walker as
Johnny Walker.
I think Jeremy Jones started saying that.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Walker an Australian brand?
No.
Okay.
No way.
Yeah.
It's too well known.
Yeah.
Not like Foster's. When he's talking to his mate, they talk about the shit things that they had to do in Afghanistan. And that's when you start realizing that this guy can't be Captain America.
That's right.
Because no matter what, Captain America was like, you need to do what's morally right. It doesn't matter what the institution tells you to do, whatever. But these guys were happy to cop doing immoral things for whatever they were ordered to do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was like, oh, shit, okay. That's when you see this massive flaw in their characters.
Yeah,
and
then
you get worried. You're like, okay, then this might play out, and it does play out.
Yeah, because there's a scene before that where he sees all this, the vials of the serum splashed, and he finds one.
Yeah.
But he puts it in his pocket. No one else knows that he's put it in his pocket. And that scene that you're talking about is where he's discussing with Battlestar whether...
Battlestar?
I think that's his...
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. Who the fuck's Battlestar?
That's the guy that dies when his heart gets stopped.
His name's Battlestar. His name's Battlestar. Yeah. What's his surname?
Galactica. his actual name's not Battlestar. It's something else. Yeah, that's something his superhero name.
I think it's
name.
Lamar or something.
That's a stupid name.
Yeah. It's Lamar, right?
Yeah, it's Lamar.
Oh, of course. Yeah. The blackest name you can find.
Yeah, but he's discussing with him and he's like, if you had a choice to get the serum, would you take it? And he's like, yeah, I would take it. You know, if you're good, it makes you great. Like, he says that. And then that's when he discusses, you know, we've done all this stuff that we probably regret and all that.
I think that's not a bad opinion. If you truly believe that you're capable of good, you should take the serum because it magnifies your ability to do good things.
Yeah.
The question is, obviously you can't judge that for yourself, and that's the hardest
part.
Exactly.
Well, he was asking the other guy for his opinion.
Yeah,
he reckons you know, that he should go for it. But obviously the rest of the world probably don't think the same thing by the end of this episode.
It was a clean decapitation though. It was clean. It was a few strikes. A few strikes, but
It was a couple strikes. But it's hard to decapitate one.
Oh no, he hadn't taken the serum yet. He hadn't taken it yet.
No, he had.
Yeah, by that stage he had. Yeah.
He did.
Wait, is this episode four. Oh, he had taken it.
Yeah.
Episode 3 is when he finds it. Episode three is when he finds it.
Episode four is when he takes it.
That's actually cool. I liked how he slowly starts. No, well, yeah, obviously. I like how they didn't overtly show you him taking it. They show you how he just gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Yeah, well, before in the episode,
and
he can't contain his
strength.
He gets taken down by the Dora Milaje. He gets taken down by Carly.
He gets taken down by everyone.
Yeah, pretty much everyone.
His ass whooped.
Yeah,
funniest part is when he gets taken down by the Dora Milaje, and he's like.
They weren't even super
powered. Yeah.
They weren't even super soldiers.
Yeah.
And I think
that's so sad. Yeah.
That's when the Penny dropped for him. He's like, I can't do this
without the superhero serum.
And then he just turns up the next episode and he's taking down all the super soldiers. So you know something's happened.
Yeah, I feel like he didn't then. If he was already super, he shouldn't have needed that many strikes. It's not a clean strike at all.
But the other guy was superhero.
He wasn't getting the angle.
The other guy was super soldier as well.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. The other guy was super soldier.
Maybe if it was just the normal guy.
No, the question is, I mean, obviously this is like very technical, but it's a super... Does a serum make your nervous system so like pumped that you can do crazy things, or is it making like your skin really hard? And is it making you
second option?
Okay, and it makes you recover quicker as well. And
yeah,
maybe okay.
Because then, if it was the first option, if you get hit really hard, you would still die.
Then why is it easy to just shoot all these super soldiers? You just shoot them.
You can shoot them, but they don't die from it. It penetrates their skin, but they're still.
But the chick at the end dies. Yeah. The chick at the end dies. She just gets shot once.
Yeah, but she gets shot in a good spot.
What?
No, I'm pretty sure it's the second option.
Third intercostal space. Like, what is this good spot?
No, if you shoot
into the LAD.
Yeah. If you shoot Captain America, he'll die. If you shoot him, he'll die.
Yeah.
So it's just he has enhanced human abilities,
yeah.
But if you shoot him, he'll die.
They enhance to the point that shooting still kills him, but it's like just, yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Fair enough.
But it's not the first option. It's not just their nervous system's going crazy. It's not like they're on drugs.
Yeah.
Holbrook was watching. I guess that was referring to him killing at the end.
Was it referring to anything else? I can't remember the episode enough.
Yeah,
it's just referring to,
I think it's mainly referring to that. And I think there's a parallel between that exact dialogue is actually said by Okoye in Black Panther when they're in South Korea and he's about to kill, what's his name? Claw, Andy Serkis. He's about to kill Andy Claw.
Oh,
And everyone's got similar to this. Everyone's got their cameras out and everything. And then Okoye's like, the whole world is watching, and Black Panther kind of backs out, but this guy.
Damn it, Koya should have been there to tell him the whole world was watching.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have decapitated that bloke.
She would have decapitated him.
That's also the most violent scene in the whole MCU.
I think it
I'm
is.
I'm pretty sure.
I guess Deadpool's not in the MCU.
All right, episode 5 is Truth.
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 So in this one, it starts with Falcon and the Winter Soldier taking on John Walker. So there's a bit of a fight there, and they try to get the shield off him. The fight was all right. The fight was not bad.
It's good. They break his arm very brutally.
Yes. Yeah. It was a bit like the fight between Iron Man
and Winter Soldier,
Captain America.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So they brutally break his arm, though. That was harsh.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking crazy.
He's crazy and he's
going to go around doing crazy shit.
He just murdered a guy, right? And then he's prepared to kill these guys as well. Like, he literally just committed a murder. And then he's like,
what I liked is that there was no screw around. It's like they just get to him. They get to him and they fight. Yeah. And often a lot of these episodes are like that. There's no padding.
Yeah,
it's like it's in order of what you would expect. You know, sometimes in movies where they're like, oh, they stop the scene, and you know the next scene logically would be them going back into that scene. Then they'll something else would be happening. Then they'll cut to this scene. Yeah. No, they just went straight
to it. And it keeps saying, "I am Captain America" as well a lot of times, but especially when it's about to kill someone. So it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I guess the whole point is that if you have like these flaws and you haven't sorted them out, when you take the super serum, they get magnified.
That's right. Okay, what else happens in this episode? This sort of slows down after that because he gets the shield back. Sam gets the shield back, and then Bucky,
they go fix the boat.
That's right. They go fix it. There was something with boats in WandaVision as well, wasn't there? How Vision and Vision talk about boats.
It's that museum boat situation. Yes. I forgot what the thing is.
What? Whatever?
It's like when they get a boat from, a boat that's sunken, and then they put it in the museum and they replace some of the panels with new wood. Over time, some of the old boat keeps rotting away, so they keep replacing it with the new wood. And is the new boat still the old boat, or is it?
Vision says to Vision.
Yeah.
But yeah. I paraphrased it, but something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, in this one,
What's a true boat?
In this one, they just fix a boat. They just fix Sam's family.
It's good that Falcon didn't just fly off after that scene like Vision does. It's like, good point. That's gone. Yeet.
Yeah, and so Bucky just turns up to Louisiana and he just helps out.
How does he get around so quick? How do these? So I get how Falcon gets around. How does this guy get around?
Yeah,
he's running.
Yeah, he's a real good runner.
He can run fast, like he's.
Yeah, but not.
He's got Captain America fast, sure, but like he would be able to run across America.
Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they've got a queen jet.
They've got an undergrad.
All these jets. What are they called?
Quinjet.
Quinjet.
Yeah.
Queen jet.
It's the jet that the queen rides in.
Queen.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't talk about Zemo as well. Zemo is rich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And he dances.
Oh, yeah. The dance. Yeah. We didn't talk about the dance.
Oh, he can't dance, which is the meme. Yeah. He's just like, he's nodding his head.
Did you watch the 1 hour video that Marvel put up?
Did they put dancing. On Luke?
There's like a bit more to
there's
it.
A bit more, but
it's on Luke. Yeah. It's on Luke. Yeah.
There's that. There's a few more memes that came out of that bloody episode.
And I think someone did like, he could dance to any sort of music because they just had that clip, but they changed the music and it was like all these different kinds of music and it suited like every single type.
The other thing that happened in a previous episode, I guess it was in episode 4 maybe, was that the Wakandans come back and they just claim Zemo. They just take him away.
That's right. Yeah.
And it's like
they put him in the raft though.
I felt like that was they put him in the raft.
Was that in truth?
I was like, that ending was a bit too easy, wasn't it?
No, previous episode, episode 4.
Episode 4, yeah. I feel like that was a bit too easy in that he came, it felt like too manufactured. He came, he had his purpose, and then these guys just put him back in.
Yeah. Like, he probably didn't have to be in the series, to be honest. Like,
yeah, he didn't have to, but I think they wanted to reintroduce him because they have bigger plans for him in the future. Yeah. And he's good at this.
I like him.
He's chewing scenery.
Is what?
Chewing scenery. That's like a term when they're just like having fun on the set. Yeah.
Or like he's like the attraction of the scene, I guess. Yeah. Like every scene that he's in.
Him having a mask was a bit useless as well.
Yeah.
That's just a reference to the comics.
Yeah.
He probably didn't need that.
He puts it on and takes it off.
He takes it off pretty much straight away. Maybe it was like bulletproof or something.
Yeah. It didn't look like it. It just looked like
a beanie that
he like a monkey cap.
Yeah, monkey cap. Yeah.
Like what those night watchmen's wear in India.
Yeah. He was good though.
I reckon they should have just made him escape himself and then they start chasing after him and then they track him to that place. Because he has his own, like he realizes they're super soldiers. He escapes, he goes and they're like, well, he's going to try and stop these guys as well. Let's just chase him. So that it's more of like, then when he finally gets captured, it's like, oh, he's being captured. It's not like they have him on the inside and then, and they do this weird thing.
Yeah.
Essentially dog him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's weird. And then final episode. No.
There's some stuff that happens in this one. So there's the cameo of, what's her name?
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus has, I think the character's name is Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, but.
Yeah.
It's Madame Hydra.
Yeah.
Which I didn't pick up when I watched the episode.
I didn't know that.
She's a former. I don't know a whole lot about the character, so this might all be bullshit.
I guess the Italians. But she's Italian.
She's a former S.H.I.E.L.D. agent that transfers into Hydra. Defects Hydra. Yeah.
Yeah. So she turns up. She speaks with John Walker. He gets expelled from any service, I guess, and he loses all his medals and everything. At the end of this episode, he creates his own S.H.I.E.L.D. in the only post credits, actually, the only mid credits scene in the whole.
I actually missed it, by the way. But it didn't matter. But I just missed that scene.
There's another mid credits scene.
Oh, in the last episode. So this is the first of the mid credits scene in the whole series. Yeah.
It's just him making his S.H.I.E.L.D., which looks shit. Yeah.
Which looks is like pretty shit. Made out
like a toilet seat. Like a metal toilet seat.
Goes to Comic Con.
Oh, God. That's what with done. The S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm like, where are you going with this? Yeah.
What else happens? I think Sam goes and meets with Isaiah again in this episode as well. And I think they have a bit of a conversation. And then Isaiah's like, they'll never let a black man be Captain America, I think.
Yeah. It's like no black man should be Captain America as well.
And then Bucky
is essentially bitter.
Yeah. And then Bucky and Sam play around with the S.H.I.E.L.D. for a bit in Louisiana. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I think there's a montage scene of Sam
just getting
training.
Better. I could easily tell it wasn't him when he was doing the
flips. Oh, I was doing those flips.
There was this one flip that you could definitely see the other bloke. Yeah.
The guy
it's the one where he does the flip and then he catches it.
Yeah, it was all right. The dialogue was pretty decent. I thought it was actually going somewhere, but it turns out next episode they don't really go anywhere.
Yeah. All right, episode 6, so the finale, One World, One People. This was just pretty much
fighting.
Yeah. Oh, at the end of the previous episode, Bucky gives Sam a box of goodies from Wakanda.
It's the Captain America. It's the Captain America suit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't see what's in it, but he opens it.
Yeah, I don't even realize that, actually. Yeah. I guess it is. What do you think about the suit?
Oh, it's when I first saw it, I'm like, this looks shit.
It looks uncomfortable.
And then as it went on, I thought it looked okay.
I just thought he just looked very uncomfortable. Yeah. I felt like the head was a bit weird.
All the feedback I've heard for is the head looks weird, and also it's too white is what people say. Yeah.
It is probably too white. That's going to be hot.
It's going to get bloody soon.
I think it looked really bad initially, but then it grew on me a bit more. But I hope they change the design anyway.
Yeah, it's too white. You don't need that much white.
Yeah.
It's impractical. You're too visible.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. That's why that guy in the helicopter kept shooting him. You could see him.
Wonder where he is. Oh, there he is.
There he is. No blind spots with this bloke.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just pretty much action from the start. It's in New York. The other thing is when they have this stuff in New York, other people have to get involved. Like, New York's such a central place for the Avengers, right? Or like Marvel. There's other people in.
But who else? Who else will get involved now?
Well, Spider-Man will be there somewhere. Doctor Strange lives in New York. Just those two. True.
Doctor Strange's got bigger things on his plate, I reckon.
Yeah, he's I feel like
that's okay.
I feel like Doctor Strange would also know. They haven't fully explained how time works, but I feel like he knows what's going to happen anyway, right? The Ancient One already knew that he was going to be.
He doesn't anymore. Because the Ancient One went forward through time with the time.
Actually, it's gone.
The gem's gone. Because it's gone. He only saw up to the point where they defeat Thanos. So after that point, he doesn't know anymore. But Tetris is too small of a situation for him. He's like, I don't care.
He's actually siding with the terrorists.
Yeah. He likes them.
He needs something mystic to get involved, I think. He's just like, nah, you guys take care of that.
I thought he should have got involved with WandaVision, but yeah. Anyway, that is what it is.
There's three Captain America guys in this anyway. There's John Walker, Bucky, and the new Captain America. So there's a bit of action. I thought the action was fine. I mean, I didn't think it was amazing or anything this episode, but
it was amazing. It was pretty good. It did what it needed to do, I think. Yeah. I always like it when Bucky's fighting because he's badass and he punches hard.
Yeah.
And so people go flying. And you can see the difference between a super soldier that doesn't know how to fight, who's just like doing the flag smasher job, and Bucky, who's got serum and knows how to fight, and he's got
He's holding back as well, because if he wasn't holding back, he would take them all out. He'll
just take his gun out and start shooting them.
He would kill them all in like five seconds. Yeah.
And then there's a little part in here where John Walker turns. So
I didn't expect that, to be honest. I thought he would be a redeemable character at the end.
Yeah.
But he did redeem himself.
Well, I didn't know. Like,
people forgot about him. And then he came back.
He's not Bucky a good character, but he's an anti-hero, I think.
Yeah, but Bucky and him are kind of bantering at the end. I'm like, that wouldn't happen. Like, that doesn't make any sense. He
just decapitates someone.
Yeah. And also, you're not trying to fight you. Like, you're not. You wouldn't be as happy with him.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, actually. I thought he would be less redeemable than he was.
It was too quick, turn.
I think he's still a villain, but it was a quick turn. Yeah, I agree.
It was a bit too quick. I don't know. The flag smashers are just like these.
I didn't enjoy that part of the storyline at all, to be honest. So, yeah.
I mean,
even though it was a major part of it. Which is why I don't like this show as much as I like WandaVision, because I just didn't like that part of the show.
Yeah, and that's like the central conflict. So, if you don't, if you're not going with it, then it's kind of hard to get that much attached to everything that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that there were some points in WandaVision where essentially she never dealt with her trauma by the end. She'd never properly dealt with it. And the whole thing is supposed to be like how you deal with trauma, PTSD, dealing with actually what happened. And they don't properly deal with it. She just gets told. She actually gets it. It's like real easy for her. Like she gets to a stage where her kids don't exist, but then she can make them exist and she kind of knows the realm in which they exist. And
I guess the only loss that she really has is Vision, but he's not really gone.
Yeah, he's not really gone. And so I was like, well, I'm sure that's why I got a bit annoyed with WandaVision, because I was like, you also didn't deal with the main, it's about loss and what it's doing to you. And they kind of were like teasing it, and then it just didn't happen.
All
they
the Marvel stuff Agatha. Is pretty surface level in the end, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but not I even feel Marvel like
stuff,
can.
Even superhero stuff is basically surface level in terms of emotional stuff.
Yeah, but you know, like they at least in this one they approached issues like, well, what it means. I think when they were talking about that Isaiah Bradley guy, it's like, do you owe something to a country that is like shat on you for years? You know, it's talking about, and it's also kind of what Black Panther talks about to an extent is that what do you owe to this country? You have the choice of either being really like bitter about what has happened and decide that you're not going to do anything for the people around you, or you decide that you want to make the world a better place and you understand how shit life was to a particular point, and then you need to get over yourself and you need to get over that obstacle and kind of like forgive the people who did that wrong to you and turn over a new stone. That's kind of what Falcon realizes. And I think even by the end, I'm not sure Isaiah Bradley really realizes, because he takes him to like the Smithsonian and shows mm-hmm. him his thing, but to at least pay some sort of respect to him. But I think the Black Panther guys in Black Panther, T'Challa kind of realizes that the person he held the highest, which was his dad, was doing things wrong. And that's like really hard to accept. And so it's like this real deep acceptance of kind of who you are, what the country views you as, and how you're going to deal with that situation. I feel like they approached it as like a black, you know, the black Captain America, and how Falcon's like, no, I'm just Captain America. That's it. It doesn't matter whether I'm black or not. Essentially what we're just trying to get at. And also Bucky trying to deal with the fact that he did these things without being conscious of all these sins, does that actually, he needs closure, but it doesn't define him, I think is what he's trying to get at. And I feel like they approach deeper things than necessarily WandaVision did, even though it was more obvious what WandaVision was trying to approach as well.
This was trying to do more, I think. And that's kind of hamstrung it in the end, because they skimmed over all of that stuff that you just talked about.
But I feel like he was getting them, and they just did the finale. And I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. It's bloody it's not as bad as Game of Thrones, but it was like Game of Thrones where it's like, oh, it's a finale already? Oh fuck. this is the ending you're going to get.
Yeah, especially the Bucky story. I think they should have spent a bit more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like a whole episode, like just
that conversation. They should have just stuck with that. That's such a bloody difficult conversation.
Yeah.
You know,
and they don't even show it. He just says it and then he just leaves.
Yeah. Like, and then he just sees him again. It's like, it's not about that. It should actually be Bucky having a conversation with this guy and saying everything that happened and whatever, and then trying to make it either deciding to give the guy space or seeing him again and seeing what the reaction, you know, like, because these are like tough conversations that happen in real life, you know, whatever, you betray someone, whatever, something bad happens, or you have conflict with someone, it's really awkward to deal with it. And this is like the worst. This is not even like betrayal. It's fucking, you killed this guy's like son or grandson, whatever. His son, right?
Son.
Yeah. And so knew it and didn't tell him. And that's like, that's really hard. He just says it, which I was like, it's a good scene, but there's much more, and it could have had way more emotional depth. But I mean, if they're getting rid of the vaccine plot, then it doesn't take them much to get rid of deeper plots like this. Yeah.
At the end of it, Bucky has his closure, I guess, and then Sam's Captain America, and then John Walker is US agent, which is a bit like, do they have to say that? Like, you know how she's like, oh, you're not Captain, what did you say? It's just not great.
You're not Captain America anymore. We don't need a Captain America. We need a US agent.
I was like, what the hell? Why would you even say that? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
It would be like, well, don't you guys already have agents? And the end of the conversation is like, yep, okay, I'll see you later then.
Oopsies.
I'm going to go to Comic-Con. Finally earn some money for this costume.
And they end it there. And I think there's a bit of a Fast and Furious type scene where they all catch up for a barbecue at the end.
Oh, yeah, family. Yeah. And then there's the end credits.
Louisiana, I think Bucky and Sam.
Yeah.
Look into the horizon.
And then there's the whole Sharon Carter gets forgiven and talks to some old cunt in a car.
How do you know it's an old cunt in a car?
Don't they cut to it?
No.
You're thinking about the part before where Daniel Brühl's butler blows up the car.
With the flag smashes in it.
With the flag smashes.
Is that his butler?
That's his butler.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he doesn't like super soldiers, so he killed all the rest of the super soldiers. So now there's no more super soldiers.
What does that guy say? One world, one
people.
And then he blows them up?
No, he did. He didn't blow them up. They were going to escape, but then the butler blows them up. Yeah.
That was like an unnecessary like twist on twist. Like did
double
that,
twist.
Did that guy need to say that if they were just going to die like the next minute literally?
I guess we're somehow supposed to feel like they're going to escape.
The flag smashers are still not dead, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess there's still some more supporters.
One guy.
Okay. And then Sharon Carter's thing. So, firstly, in this episode, you find out that she's a power broker, which is like one of the worst reveals.
Yeah.
This,
I didn't enjoy that.
In this whole series.
Well, you know, there's something wrong about her from the get go. So it's like, well, whatever. Yeah. I don't even care about power broker. Like, power broker kind of. Is it a thing in the comics? Because in this TV show, it only served one purpose, and that purpose went away as soon as they leave that Madripoor area. So it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, the Power Broker is in the comics. He's like this guy that I think he recreates the Super Soldier Serum, and then he like makes an army of super soldiers, I think.
And also in this, the Super Soldier Serum, you just take it and then you're suddenly powerful rather than going through that whole process, right?
They said there's like a bit of a process. But it's not as it's streamlined compared to the previous process. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's that.
Yeah, so I'd definitely recommend watching it. Yeah. I personally think it is better than WandaVision. Look, it's
there or thereabouts.
Yeah. They're both entertaining. Once again, I feel like you can only really watch these shows if you've invested into them and absolutely. You know what's happened before this. It doesn't stand by itself, but yeah, it's cool. Whatever, I'll probably cancel Disney now, to be honest.
Loki's in a couple of weeks, though.
Fuck, they always do this to me.
Not a couple of weeks, June.
It's about a month.
Okay, so I'll cancel then.
For a month. You can cancel for a month and then come back.
I'll hack your computer.
Yeah, got us. Yeah.
Watch it if you want.
Yeah, watch. Agreed. I think it's if you like Marvel stuff, I mean, you don't need us to tell you to watch it. You can watch it anyway.
The episodes are longer than WandaVision, right?
Yeah, definitely longer.
Which is like 50 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think overall lengthwise, it's probably the same, even though episodes-wise, it's less. Upcoming MCU stuff, so obviously Loki that you mentioned on June 11th, and then Black Widow July 9th, and then Shang-Chi, which has been moved from July.
Shang-Chi, the trailer was
The trailer was out for that, so it looks okay.
It's a comic, yeah. It exists to so that they can make money from China.
No, it's a comic.
It's a comic.
Yeah, it's a comic.
It is a character, but...
Yeah.
When was the comic written?
Long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, it's not racist.
The comic is very racist.
But they have that...
Because the old comic's very racist.
There's a rule in China, right? You need to employ a set number of people before you can screen it there. That's the rule with China.
Okay.
That's why, like, Transformers had all these...
Chinese people.
That's the rule. But, when you do it, you make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
And Disney clearly doesn't
apparently
give a fuck.
Apparently
when they went to the area, the province that was harboring all the Uyghurs and they're happy to do Mulan.
Apparently the reception in China for the Shang-Chi trailer was not good. But I thought it looked good. Yeah.
I feel like the action looks sick.
Yeah, it looks really good.
It seems like everyone... is doing their own stunts, or the people they've hired know how to do enough stunts that it doesn't look like they can.
Simu Liu knows how to do his thing.
Who is it?
Have you seen Kim's Convenience? What is this?
Siri said it.
Siri got excited.
There's going to be recommendations of Kim's
Convenience. That's a random movie. Is it famous?
No, it's a TV show.
It's a Canadian TV show.
No, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's also based in America, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it fully based in America? It is.
Yeah.
No. What, the TV show or the Shang-Chi?
We're talking about Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi's not fully based in America.
Okay. Yeah. I was also trying to figure out why he had an American accent. I was like, the fuck?
I think he grows up in America. Yeah.
Don't they say that he sent him away for 10 years or something?
Yeah. But yeah, he knows Kung Fu and all that kind of stuff. So
it's got a good cast.
Nice.
It's got basically the Crazy Rich Asians cast, essentially.
Yeah. It's got that cheek.
Aquafina.
Yeah, Aquafina water.
Yeah.
It's keeps got,
hydrated.
She's always a fucking spastic.
It's got that comedian, the Australian.
Ronnie Chang.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I love Ronnie Chang.
Ronnie Chang's hilarious. Yeah.
He's good. Have you seen his Netflix stuff?
Nah.
I've seen snippets, but I haven't seen the whole
thing. The whole thing's fucking hilarious.
Have you seen his ANZ ad?
No.
Is it ANZ? What's the ad?
ANZ ad?
Is it like a credit card ad or something?
Mate, you can meet him. Oh, yeah. Associated with ANZ.
Is it ANZ?
No. It's not ANZ. It's a Visa.
Visa. Yeah.
That's
a
long ad.
Yeah. It's like,
He's also got a show that he filmed in Melbourne Uni and is based in Melbourne Uni.
Which is pretty funny as well.
He did law, right, at Melbourne Uni.
He did law?
I think he did law, at Melbourne Uni.
But I think he started his stand-up
here
as he started.
Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. It's funny because he's always pissed off at shit. But it's good quality. I feel like they underused him in Crazy Rich Asians. They just had him there and he was pissed off, but that was it.
Apart from that, so after Shang-Chi, there's What If Eternals, Spider-Man, No Way Home.
What the fuck is What If?
What If's an animated What Yabba. If series. So it's basically like
parallel universe?
Yeah, alternate realities.
Alternate realities. Yeah.
Sick, that's good.
Yeah. Animated though, all animated.
That's fine. As long as it's good animation like Spider-Man.
That's also on Disney Plus, so you're going to have to keep for that.
Okay.
They've locked you in for life.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah. Other reasons you need to keep Disney Plus. So Hawkeye coming later this year. Ms. Marvel coming sometime this year.
Whatever, man. I wasn't even sold on Captain Marvel. Hopefully it's good. Is it? They're somehow related, aren't they?
No.
Kamala Khan.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, she's in that stupid game.
Avengers.
Yeah, she's in that game. Yeah, terrible game.
Yeah. She's like the main character in that game, isn't she? Yeah.
Oh, man, that game looked like shit.
That's it, really. And then obviously all the movies, Thor, Love and Thunder, Doctor Strange.
Kamala Khan doesn't even make sense. Why's your name Kamala? It's a Sanskrit word and your surname's Khan?
She's Pakistani.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They wouldn't call her
Kamala.
Half?
No. That's not an Islamic name.
She might be half.
Yeah, she might be half. Yeah. We'll find out when we watch the TV show.
But yeah, she is loosely, I mean, she's not related to Captain Marvel, but she idolizes. She's related to
Kamala Harris.
Pretty funny. She just idolizes Captain Marvel. That's all. Which is probably why you might not like
it. Oh, God. Here we go. When's the next Captain Marvel movie coming?
End of next year.
Do you know how to make a bomb? Sorry, I'm just taking too much from the Flag Smasher inspiration. You know?
That's next episode.
How to create a bomb. Jeez. All right, AFP on speed dial.
All right, that's all I had. We recommend it.
Mm.
Overall, I want it to be better than it probably was in the end.
Same.
Like, it was probably not as good as I wanted it to be.
I thought it was really good until the final episode. There were some things that could have been improved, but I thought they were good trajectory, and then I feel like it ended too quickly and mashed things up a bit. But decent. Pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with it, but I want it to be better. Yeah. I always want things to be better, though.
I feel like all these things are now turning into TV shows. A lot of these guys, so Loki's getting his own TV show. Like, I feel like when you're kind of done with a movie, they'll just start
chucking you in a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for the big ones, I guess, like Thor is probably not going to show up on a TV show.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. Love and Thunder.
They're here, actually.
Chris Pratt's. Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Australia. Shooting for that.
I saw Chris Pratt is in it.
Oh, yeah?
That was the photo that was leaked was him and...
Okay. Well, he ends up going off with them at the end of Endgame, right? So...
Yeah. But then everyone was like, oh, no, as Guardians of the Galaxy is not going to be a thing. And he's also got long – Chris Hemsworth has like – Thor has long hair for at least some part of the movie.
Yeah.
It seems.
Wonder if he gets back in shape in this one. Or is he going to be Fat Thor?
100%.
No, yeah.
100% gets back in shape.
He has to be. Have you seen his workouts? They're nuts.
And obviously Natalie Portman's Thor. I think she went on some show. She
looks jacked.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's like, fucking tiny.
She's like – For her size, she's toned. Jacked. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not even toned, like kind of muscly.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
She's vegan though, so I wonder how she like.
I saw this sample. There's only one way. I'm like, gee, she's kind of jacked.
Injecting roids for the boys.
All right, cool.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the podcast today. I hope you had a nice relapse. You can connect with us on all the social pipes. Add me on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Cognitive Recalibration at gmo.com.
Podcast at gmo.com.
Is it actually?
Yeah, Cognitive Recalibration Podcast at gmo.com.
Cognitive Recalibration Podcast at gmo.com. No .au because there is none for gmo.
There's no, that's the thing.
Instagram, Cognitive Recalibration.
Yeah.
And MySpace.
Yeah.
Twitter is just what? Cog Recal?
Whatever,
you just search it all up.
You'll get it anyway.
You'll find us. Yeah, and then we're on all podcasting platforms, so wherever you want to listen to us, you can listen to us.
Are you on TikTok?
We are on TikTok.
Oh, shit. Are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. We are on TikTok, but we don't really post much on there, but we're on there. A couple of videos there. And
just then, do it. Put random clips in.
And then if you want to support the podcast, give us a good review on iTunes or Spotify, because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. And
how do you actually review podcasts on Spotify?
I think there's a rating
field,
but the ones that help us the most is actually iTunes, because that helps us get on the charts.
Have a look. iTunes.
Yeah, so that helps us. And apparently they're revamping their app in a couple of weeks. So the podcast app is going to look a bit different on iTunes. If you want to support the podcast further, you can also use our Amazon affiliate links, and also you can give us a one-off donation on Buy Me a Coffee. So you can follow on Spotify.
Yeah, you can follow.
Yeah.
But what's the review?
I feel like you can't review it.
That's weird. Well, follow us on Spotify if that's your thing.
Well, Spotify, I don't think, comes up with ratings anyway. Yeah. People don't rate things on Spotify. It's just like it's watches, kind of the flow of how. Yeah.
All right. Thanks again for thanks for hosting this episode.
Yeah, I totally did.
Very good.
And we'll see you guys. Well, we'll see you next time. I don't know which. Oh, you want the theme or you want something else? Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, all right. We'll see you guys in 3 months.
Okay.
See you later.
See you guys later.
Yeah, hope you're all staying safe. We'll see you guys next time.
If you have a headache, go to your doctor. Please.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.